Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, what's the first thing that comes to your mind when you see this grocery cart? I'm thinking that's either the average family shopping in the year 2000, or that has to be the cart of a high roller. Or definitely someone with or about to have diabetes feet and metabolic syndrome. Quite often people shopping like this weigh 300 pounds and are on food stamps. Also, this isn't a very good shopper because the bread is at the bottom getting smushed. Up next, this person says that we shouldn't be encouraging people to not pay for public transportation. The person posting this says, yes, we should. Funny enough, the people that usually avoid paying the fare are usually the ones wondering why they have such bad public transportation. They're also the ones that aren't deterred by something like this and just push their way behind somebody that actually paid their fare and probably robbed them during the process. Number three, good luck to Albuquerque, as they make history with their first all-female engine crew. But you know, they'll never be forced to actually fight a fire. It's probably a PR stunt, and I doubt that all four of them together could carry a 200-pound man out of a burning building. The jury's also still out as to the one in the back, if she's a woman or not. Does anyone remember just how well this worked out for Los Angeles? They probably also got promotions there. Moving on, this gorgeous woman says that no one is willing to hire her after 50 job interviews, because they just can't get past her good looks. Makes me wonder if this is a stealth OF ad or something. The only way she would have good looks is if you drank a six-pack first. Also, I don't know about you, but whenever I see a woman with tan lines, I won't go anywhere near them. Maybe they did see past her looks and they saw a terrible narcissistic personality behind them. Number five, someone says, please describe her in one word. Her. You gotta be kidding me. That looks like a dude. I don't care if they were born female, when I see a square jaw, Adam's apple, and broad shoulders, the last thing I think of is a broad. That Adam's apple sticks out like that herpes sore on Rosie O'Donnell's upper lip. Remember, kids, that if she's got an apple, then she also has a banana. I thought the photo was doctored, but yes, she does have an Adam's apple. Up next is Wayman says that the next time you don't believe all women that say that they've been grape victims, think of your sister, mother, or daughter. A guy gets back to her and says that the next time women ask us to believe accusations without evidence, think of their brother, father, or son. I believe in evidence and not gender. You know who rules over you based on who you're not allowed to criticize. A woman's word is supreme authority in grape matters and can't be critiqued. Number 7, rumors keep swirling that Russia's cancer vaccine is ready for use. Meanwhile, it's not ready and hasn't even undergone human trials yet. I would love to make oncologists obsolete, but cancer is a cash cow for the medical business and the last thing they want to disappear. Plus, there's no such thing as a universal cancer vaccine. There are many ways that cells mutate and get out of control. The only true cure will come one day when we have nanites that go through your body and remove the cancer cells one by one. Moving on, this woman loves laying in bed, reading while listening to the rain outside. What I want to know is, who is she trying to attract doing this? Judging by the fact that it's Ayn Rand, probably libertarian man with testosterone in a brain. Or maybe millions of simps giving her post attention so she can monetize it. With over 2 million views, I'm sure she's made some fat stacks from it. Also, is it my imagination or do her legs oddly resemble hot dogs? She's not fooling anyone. She can't even read. Number 9, this woman's husband ended herself and was struggling with addiction and mental illness. But what she really wants you guys to check out is the last video she made before he died. It's of her in a yellow dress giving herself some self-pleasure, just in case you guys want to see it. If you had a wife like this, then there's a good chance you'd probably want to end yourself too. He's not even in the ground yet, and she's posting thirst traps. Wowzers. Up next, you grab the wrong bag at the airport, and this is what you find inside. What's your next move? Leave it because it's a trap. There's no way that much money got through security without it intentionally being there for you to find. Besides, I've got more money at home. But you gotta get through my dogs first. One's a chihuahua named Bob and the other one's a pit bull named Stan. If you do take this money, then pray there is no ID on the real bag because you know that Anton Sugar is coming for you. Number 11 A says that she saw a husband trade his plate of food with his wife because she liked what he ordered better. She says that's the kind of marriage that she wants. A guy gets back to her and says that he wants a wife who can read a menu properly instead. This woman's behavior of eating off her man's plate is basically a show of dominance. If you're a man in this situation, make her pay for the entire meal as a show of consequence. Women have a hard time picking food from a menu because they don't want to take accountability if they make the wrong choice. Moving on, I can't believe the insane inheritance taxes and rates in certain parts of Europe. 20 to 40% in the UK, 33% in Ireland, and up to 50 or 60% in Germany and France, respectively. Luckily, we don't have them in Canada, but it's kind of unfair. You should be able to decide if you want to leave your money to your kids or charity. But I guess these taxes are one way to ensure that the generous social welfare state can continue to afford to bring in refugees from Somalia and migrants that will replace you and your kids one day. Number 13, someone wonders if in the 70s, 80s, and 90s parents just let their kids roam free, or if that was just something we saw in movies. Yes, they did. I remember being 5 walking to kindergarten all alone, riding my bike around at the same age, scraping my knee, and it was no big deal. Today's kids are coddled and don't learn to be independent at a young age. Some kids as old as 5 or 6 used to take the subway in New York on their own back in the 70s and 80s. Up next, what's the worst CGI you've ever seen in a film? The CGI rock from The Mummy Returns is pretty bad. But I have to say the worst I've ever seen was from The Island of Dr. Moreau, or the final boss from the film Dark City. As for recent memory, I'd have to say this scene from Superman, where his beard has been digitally removed, it was pretty bad. And of course, there's always this masterpiece from the most recent Ant-Man film. Who thought this was a good idea? Number 15, well, would you look at that? Divorce rates plunged in Kentucky because the state now gives fathers equal custody of their kids. I guess when you can't get alimony, custody of the kids, and child support money, women would rather toe the line in a marriage than destroy a man's life. Of course, women will claim that this kind of equality is not fair. What an oxymoron. Well, 50-50 custody is the set standard. Many men opt out for less because they still have to go to work. It's just nice to have as an option. Moving on, looks like Kid Rock has solved the fertility crisis single-handedly. He says low birth rates are due to ugly, broke, crazy liberal women. I think he also forgot to mention fats. Yes, it's true, the liberal women have some of the lowest fertility rates, often below 1. Why do you think that lefties are trying their hardest to indoctrinate those on the right? It's how their woke mind virus reproduces. But it's not just liberal women. All women are now below replacements. Number 17, here's one of those liberal women right now. When you tell her that you have no job, no car, 2 baby mamas, and a couple of felonies. You piqued her interest because you were good looking, and you sealed the deal because 2 other women thought you were worthy of donating your sperm inside of them. Usually women like this have dating profiles that say no time for games. And that she's a mama of 2 kings, but she's not going to just put out for anyone but the good providers. Up next, remember guys, it's just as easy to buy a doctor as it is a politician. Doctors get bonuses from pharmaceutical companies for pushing their products. And why wouldn't they? In places like Canada, the government doesn't pay doctors enough with socialized medicine, so they need other ways to make a living. Some rush through 5 or 10 minute appointments. Others try and sell you useless procedures or push medication that doesn't really help you. Number 19, when is Osmond Gold going to get canceled? After all, he can't just go around saying that the biggest threat to America are upper middle class, primarily white women, who want to import violent migrants and gangs to satisfy their suicidal empathy. But not to worry, ladies. He won't be spreading the truth about you any longer, because he's retired to take care of his terminally ill father. That's a nice thing to do, and Asmongold is also usually right. Oh, wait a minute, I spoke too soon. His father passed away, so I guess he's coming out of retirement. Moving on, here's you having a good day and then later realizing that you'll never do anything significant in your life and it'll be forgotten in 1 or 2 generations. So then do something worthy of having a museum created in your honor. I know that in my past lives I achieved great things, and it motivates me to carry on because I'm trying to live up to the past versions of myself. Most people have no idea that after they die, only their kids and grandkids will remember them. And when they're gone, it's like they never existed. Number 21, this liberal woman wonders why conservative men don't just go after conservative women. Conservative men know that conservative women aren't easy and expect a commitment, while liberal women are sperm dumpsters that are for recreational use only. Plus, conservative masculine guys know that they're irresistible to liberal women when compared to the leftist soy boy competition. So why wouldn't they take advantage of that? Plus, liberal women are better in bed. Up next, and speaking of conservative women, here's the look on many boomers' faces when they see that Filipinas are willing to cook, clean, give BJs for breakfast, and are feminine and good in bed. Meanwhile, the Filipinas are looking at the boomer men with the same look in their eyes, except it's focusing on the size of his wallet instead. But just wait and see what happens when a boomer makes a Filipina angry because you don't want to support her entire extended family. Number 23, here are 2 options. Eat until comfortably full, or eat until it hurts to breathe. I usually take the first option because I hate pain. There's also a third option. You can take a poop and then continue eating. Also remember that at buffets, they put the most expensive foods like meat as far away from the seating areas as possible, so you get distracted by fillers like salad and soup. If you don't like buffets, then you don't want to go on a cruise. Moving on, West Point Military Academy canceled their planned ceremony to honor Tom Hanks as an outstanding U.S. citizen, and they won't say why. Remember Isaac Happy? He was talking about Hanks and is believed to have jumped into traffic from an overpass from what he knows about Hanks. There are plenty of rumors swirling around that he's a PDF file. Then again, I'm pretty sure he's innocent and there's nothing more to this story, and West Point just wants to save some money by not inviting him to speak. Number 25 and the last one, why do they hate her so much? The average man, if he hit on her, she would pretty much laugh at him. So why are ugly leftist women so intimidated by her? I think that if other women started to adopt her beauty standards and maybe even got chesticle implants, if they aren't as well endowed, then it means all the fat, lazy, unattractive Broomhildas out there will never have a chance to sleep with a Chad. They hate her because she's competition and because she creates more competition. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.